During the upcoming holiday season, many of us end up changing our routine, and sometimes the plans we need to make can't always include our dogs. So we have to find them safe and a nurturing place to stay. Dog boarding and daycare facilities are places designed and operate specifically to care for dogs, as opposed to places that breed or do specialized training or rehabilitate sick dogs. Some of these places might do pet care as well, and some of them do it very well. Many pet care facilities provide a variety of pet service such as boarding, daycare, grooming, obedience training classes, pet supply sales, and pet shipping. Generally, a place that does nothing but boarding will be best suited to make sure your dog gets exercise and companionship, as well as being properly fed and kept out of harm's way. Once you've made the decision as to what kind of facility you are going to use, pick a local one and call them to see if the facility can accommodate your dog. During peak times, such as Christmas season and summer vacations, many facilities are booked up and can't accept any more pets. Also, be clear if your dog requires special handling or accommodations. If he's very young puppy or on special meds or feeding schedules, or, for example, if your dog's a giant breed, say so. Not all facilities will be able to accept them. And while you're on the phone, make an appointment to visit the facility. There is no substitute for a personal visit. And here are the top 10 things you should look at a potential doggy B&B. Number 1, check out their acceptance policies. Many daycare facilities and boarding have specific requirements regarding the size of the dog they can take and whether they can take an unspayed or unneutered dogs, and whether they insist on personality tests to make sure the doggies are well behaved. At my B&B, I offer a one free overnight to see if the dog's going to get along with everybody else. And if I find the dog has a calm demeanor upon arrival, I will just treat it as a meet and greet and send the people home with their doggie and tell them to come back during the time that they wish to make a mad escape from the city. However, since enrollment space is often limited, especially in smaller facilities that exist in the city, I would suggest you get to this as soon as you know what your air flight is and so on and so forth, because you don't want to be in for a major disappointment. Number 2. Check out the general appearance of the facility. The facility should look and smell neat and clean. Pet care providers are proud of their facilities and like to show them off. Some of them do not permit visitors in areas where the dogs are housed because some dogs react unpredictably to strangers and can become fearful or aggressive. Generally, though, it's reasonable to expect that you should be able to check out the accommodations. Some facilities have indoor, outdoor runs and play areas. Some are totally enclosed. Some house pets inside but have outside exercise areas. Ask them to explain the advantages of the system they use. I know I house pets in my house and I exercise them in the park because I'm right on a ravine. But I also have an outdoor run for the early morning pees and the late night pees as well. Number 3, look at the security. When you're away on a trip, your dog may decide to try to find you. Because of this tendency, and because very few homes are designed with pet security in mind, dogs can escape from inexperienced individuals. You may have to ask to watch your dog. A good boarding or daycare facility, whether it's in a home or not, will be designed to prevent this type of accident. So, during your visit, look for sturdy, well-maintained fencing, gates, and dividers between the runs. If your dog is a climber, a digger, or a jumper, any kind of escape artist, tell the facility operator so that extra precautions can be wire-covered, runs or locks on gates can be taken. Dog daycares or B&Bs should have very strict security measures in place. Look for at least 2 doors between the indoor play area and an outside area. Look at fencing height and security in all outdoor play yards. I have plexiglass on top of one of my fences just in case any of my boarders have the bright idea of jumping over a low part of my fence. The worst that can happen to them is they're going to get a bump on the nose. Number four is to examine when looking for a dog boarding facility is safety. You need to be confident that your dog will be safe within the facility itself. Areas where your dog will stay should be free of sharp objects, harmful chemicals, and small objects your dog may swallow. The main enclosures, such as sleeping quarters, should provide solid dividers between the dogs so that your dog will be relaxed enough to sleep without feeling challenged by his or her neighbors. Exercise areas should include barriers between runs. And surfaces should be soft and offer good traction even when wet so your dog doesn't slip and fall. And some boarding facilities provide crates because some people want their dogs crated at night and some boarding facilities don't. And that's okay too. So you have to look at other common sense. Look to make sure that there are timeout areas available off the playrooms. Ask about the facility's toy policy and make sure the dogs are tested for toy aggression if toys are used. Ask about collar policies. Prong or metal collars should not be allowed in the facility. If collars are left on dogs, they should have cutting tools in place so that they are able to react quickly if collars are caught during play. If they don't allow standard collars, appropriate identification tools such as paper or breakaway collars should be provided. You can see that lasting with two dogs barking at each other. Number five, look at the level of supervision. Proper supervision is the key to a good facility. The dog should be checked frequently during the day by someone who's trained to recognize the signs of illness and distress. Competent dog care personnel are trained to recognize and evaluate such signs and to seek veterinarian assistance when needed. They should also have access to and know how to use first aid supplies. I recommend that you insist on using a facility with a constant staff presence in play areas. The facility operators and staff should have training or background in dog behavior. And as a rule of thumb, I'd say there should be one staff for every 10 dogs. Some facilities have different dog staff ratios, which is okay, but make sure the management is able to explain staffing ratios and policies. Number six. Check playgrounds and playroom sizes. Invariably, there'll be dogs of various shapes and sizes in any facility. Check to see if dogs are segregated based on size, age, and temperament. Number seven, look how the facility deals with sanitation. The facility should be free of dirt and feces. It should smell nice and clean, and they should use a non-toxic cleaner, not bleach. I've been to a few facilities, and all I smell is bleach in the air. So if I smell it, you can imagine what the poor dogs are smelling. Ask how the facility operator controls parasite infestation, including fleas, flies, and ticks. Daycare potty areas should be well-maintained and have no strong odor. Solid waste should be removed immediately, and there should be a disinfecting process in place for urine. And you have to do your part, too. The facility should insist that your dog has had his or her shots. Even if your dog is up to date on all vaccinations, if the facility doesn't ask you, it's likely they don't ask anyone else. So you don't want your dog coming into contact with another dog who hasn't been immunized. Number eight, ask how they deal with emergencies. Ask the facility what happens in case of emergency. Have a good look around. Firefighting equipment, smoke alarms, all should be visible. And please make sure they all have the appropriate contact information and any veterinary details they might need about your dog, including, of course, your vet's contact information. Number nine, food. Some facilities provide food, and some ask you to bring your own food. I generally find that dogs do better on a diet they're used to, and I encourage people to use a facility where your dog can stick as close as possible to his regular diet. There are enough changes going on without risking digestive problems with a sudden change of diet. It's not generally an issue if the facility uses treats that are different from the ones you use at home, but if you insist on a rigid food plan for your dog, make sure the facility can accommodate that. Some of my clients have dogs that are on very strict diets and may actually provide the cookies for me. And finally, the number 10 thing to look for in a boarding facility is walks. No matter how big the facility is, your dog is still going to need his walks. The exercise, change of scenery, and interaction are all important. Ask them how they manage this. Is there a local park? Are their dogs taken in groups or individually? How often and for how long? And who does the walking? If you address these 10 important areas, you'll be able to travel confidently and know that your dog is being properly cared for. It'll make your absence easier on your dog, and it'll make your trip more enjoyable, knowing that your best buddy is comfortable and happy. Please don't forget to ask the facility if they have insurance or not.